Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, due back in court today, Daniel Penny, that's the former Marine, charged in a fatal chokehold on the subway last year. The man who died in that incident aboard an F train had a history of mental health issues.
This hearing will decide what evidence will be allowed at the trial, which is scheduled for later this month. Penny is charged with manslaughter and negligent homicide. Prosecutors say Jordan Neely needed help and that the system failed him. Penny put him in a deadly chokehold after Neely showed signs of what onlookers described as aggressive behavior. Penny's attorneys say he was acting in self-defense and that Neely was known to scare passengers. Someone who filmed the incident said Neely was shouting but was not physical with others. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Well, police are passing around security camera video of a guy who allegedly tried to rob a store in Jamaica last week. It happened on Monday the 23rd. Investigators say a guy walked into the Panorama Bakery on Jamaica Avenue and pulled out a rifle, then demanded cash. The employee behind the counter made a run for it, dashing safely out a back door. So the gunman wound up taking off empty-handed. Police say he was last seen heading south on 97th Street in a dark-colored SUV. We posted that surveillance video at 1010winds.com. Anyone who thinks the suspect looks familiar has to contact Crime Stoppers. A school district on Long Island is now the target of a federal discrimination probe. 1010 Winds reporter Sophia Hall is covering that story. Joins us live now with the latest, Sophia.
Teacher at Belmore Merrick Central High School District is promoting white supremacy with her Israeli agenda. The parent says her daughter's class is unsafe and creates a sense of isolation. The document found on the United States Department of Education Civil Rights Office goes on to say that the parent's daughter is very upset, scared, and has been crying. A letter was also attached to the superintendent of schools talking about the complaint and that the agency is currently investigating. Some of the information on the complaint and that letter to the superintendent has been redacted. I did reach out to the school district. The spokesperson says the district has no comment. The Department of Education also does not comment on pending investigations. Donna?
Sophia Hall with that story live for us. Thank you, Sophia. The school's chancellor is headed to the exit sooner than expected. David Banks will step down on October 16th instead of staying through the end of the year, which is what he said when he announced his resignation. A statement from City Hall says that clears the way for his successor, Melissa Aviles Ramos, to give students the same leadership through as much of the school year as possible. Now, Banks says he was told he is not a target of the federal corruption probe of Mayor Adams, but he's one of several members of the mayor's inner circle who recently had their phones seized. That includes his brother, Terrence Banks, who runs a consulting firm, and the chancellor's new wife, First Deputy Mayor Sheena Wright. Well, there's been another subway shove to tell you about, and this time the victim was an 82-year-old woman. The senior citizen was pushed off a platform onto the tracks yesterday at the Flushing Main Street station in Queens. This happened in between two train cars, and thank goodness it was stopped at the time they got her out. The woman was taken in stable condition to New York Presbyterian Queens Hospital. The suspect, though, took off. According to police, they have not made any arrests so far. Well, the NYPD has released surveillance footage of two guys they say are behind a pair of recent burglaries in Staten Island. In one case, investigators say the men forced the back door of a bodega on Victory Boulevard overnight and fled with about $7,700. A few days after that, they did the same thing at a restaurant on Arthur Kill Road, made off with about $200. No one was hurt, but if either of the suspects looks familiar, police hope you'll give them a call. You can see the surveillance footage at 1010winds.com. Well, despite some high-profile celebrity support, the Elizabeth Street Garden has been served with an eviction notice. That means the community garden in Nolita will be forced to close in the next 14 days to make way for a new affordable housing complex for senior citizens. Famous New Yorkers like Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese were among thousands who wrote to Mayor Adams in recent months asking that the city hold off on the eviction notice while other possible sites for new housing are explored. A statement from the garden that says that would have been a win-win for the neighborhood. The legal battle over the Elizabeth Street Garden has dragged on for 12 years now, and supporters say they continue to work with their legal team, so stay tuned for further updates.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.